Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And we will learn now the inyanim of Kabbalah Shabbos and making early Shabbos. The Torah says that it's a special inyan to makdimim l'spal arvis yoyser m'vashayim v'yisecholosh. Daven ma'ariv earlier on Friday night than the rest of the week. And the reason is because you want to bring in Shabbos earlier. And the Shulchan Aruch also passed like that. He says makdimim l'spal arvis yoyser v'yisechol u'plaga mincha yochel hadlik. After plaga mincha ready, you can be madlik neiris v'lekabel Shabbos v'tilos arvis lechem ayad. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Now the question is like this, that L'chayra, the whole week, we don't daven Ma'ariv early. Why can we daven Ma'ariv on Friday night earlier? So in order to understand the answer of the Magen Avraham, we have to give a little hakdama. There's a machlekes Yehuda and Rabbanon, when exactly is the Zman Mincha, and when exactly is the Zman Ma'ariv. The Rabbanon hold that you daven Mincha the whole day until Shkia, or until night, and then by night is the mitzvah Ma'ariv. So Mincha is until dark, and afterwards is the mitzvah Tfilas Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Zman Mincha is till Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is approximately an hour and a quarter, Shoyz Manias, before either Tzei, so Shkia, depends how you figure it out, different Shoyim say different Shatim. Balk upon him, in the summer, it's approximately between 6 and 6.30, or 6 and 6.45, that's around Plag HaMincha. In the winter, it's like 3.30, between 3.30 and 4, is the Zman Plag HaMincha. Balk upon him, Yehuda holds that you only light off Mincha until Plag, and afterwards, ready Zman Ma'ariv. So therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you could have Ma'ariv after Plag. Or hold the Rabbanon, no, you have to wait till night. The Gemara says, we don't paskin like either one, and therefore, every person for themselves could decide who they paskin like. But the Rishonim speak out, the Rosh, and the Torah brings us down, they paskin, that you can't be one day like the Chum and one day like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to always do, because you have to be consistent. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to always daven Mincha before Plag, then you could have Ma'ariv after Plag if you want. Masha'inkin, if you hold, you could daven Mincha the whole day until night, then you can't daven Ma'ariv earlier. That's how the Rishonim say. And the Mechaba passed that also. Mechaba and Simon Reish Lamagilon, that's in Hilchas Tfilas Mincha, he paskins, that Achshav Shenogu L'spal Tfilas Mincha Alayla, Ein L'spal Arvas Krem Shkia's Chama. Since we paskin, they could daven Mincha the whole day, you should not daven Ma'ariv before Shkia. That's what Mechaba paskins. The Magen Avraham brings down that there was a minig in certain places that they daven Mincha Ma'ariv, daven Mincha after Plag, and then daven Ma'ariv right afterwards. And it's bothered. The Mechaba says, I'll do that. You can't daven Ma'ariv before Shkia if you daven Mincha the whole day. So Zokta Magen Avraham, it's true you can't do it. But there was a big daichik those days because they couldn't get the tzibur to come back for Ma'ariv. And therefore, they were vatal the whole tefillah, it'll come out a bit on the whole tefillah tzibur of Ma'ariv. Because of that, they allowed to have a mincha and Ma'ariv. That's what they allowed. Because they don't want everyone to go to the house, so they let them stay there. They said a little shiur between mincha and Ma'ariv, and they daven Ma'ariv even before Shkia, they daven Ma'ariv, in order that people shouldn't go back home. So that's the halacha in Hilchos Tefillas Mincha, that be'ikar make adin, if someone always davens like we daven mincha until Shkia, you should not daven Ma'ariv ever before Shkia. Comes here by Hilchos Shabbos, it sounds like from the Torah and the Mechaber that you could daven earlier. And everyone's bothered, wondering what's the having? How you daven early Ma'ariv? Zokta Mishavura, he brings up from Magen Avraham two reasons why you're allowed to daven earlier Friday night. Reason number one is because there's a special mitzvah to Mitzvah V'Chayla HaKadosh, a special mitzvah to bring in Shabbos earlier. Since you have this mitzvah, so that allows you to daven Ma'ariv even before Shkia. And the truth is, this reason is a little bit problematic because you could just be Makabal Shabbos without davening Ma'ariv. Why have davening Ma'ariv? Do Kabbalah Shabbos, then wait, make a break, and daven Ma'ariv later. So that's why it's really a little problematic. The second reason the Magen Avraham gives is that we know every tefillah is connected to something else that is based on Mikdash. Shacharis is connected to the Tomid Shal Shachar, Mincha was connected to Tomid Shal Bein Abayim, and Ma'ariv is connected to Evarim Pedarim. That means the extra limbs and fats from the Kabbalah, they brought on them the whole night, and therefore you daven Ma'ariv. Zok the Magen Avraham, Friday afternoon, you didn't bring those extra limbs and fats overnight because you're not allowed to bring a weekday carbon on Shabbos. So therefore, they brought all those things before Shabbos. Therefore, Ma'ariv on Friday night has a different din. It's earlier. And therefore, you're allowed to daven earlier. That's what Magen Avraham says to Miyashiv, why you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv earlier. So bottom line is that we have here a Mechaber, it sounds like that, and Mishbura brings it down, that you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to make early Shabbos on Friday night, even though usually you don't daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, but it's allowed Friday night. There are some Cholkim, the Gra held you are not allowed to do this because you have to, the Ikar Adin is, you have to go like the Rabbanon all the time. But Lamaisa, a minute of a lot of Klai Yisrael is they do daven earlier. And I mean, that's a shema. Next year we'll handle about davening Mincha after Plag and Ma'ariv, if it's Tartar Sash or not. Metzshem will talk about it next year.